Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Well, good morning, KRDO and podcast listeners. I am Jay, the host right here of Home and Mortgage Talk. Whether you're listening by podcast or whether you're listening live here on Saturday or Sunday, I want to personally welcome you. I am Jay. I'm your friend. You can get a hold of me directly at 719-330-1457. I come to the microphone as a licensed loan originator, also as a real estate investor. But most importantly, I want to say thank you for your friendship, your patronage on this show right here, running over 11 years now and running with over 600 unique shows. And today will be no different with the drum roll, Matt. Demographics in Real Estate 2023 and beyond. This is one of the classic conversations that I have with you. You can get a hold of me at 719-330-1457. I want to earn the right to help you on your next purchase or refinance transaction. I have a local team here in Colorado with Churchill Mortgage. We are a mortgage company in 48 states. I am personally licensed in 15 states, spreading all the way from Utah down to Florida. Call me if you need any help. Helping people right now in Utah and in Florida and in Carolina and in Indiana and Texas as we speak. But mostly, my heart is in Colorado here. 719-330-1457, or you can go to churchillcolorado.com, click on my Colorado Springs team, and set up an appointment. So this conversation today about demographics in America 2023 and beyond is a staple conversation that my wife and I built our wealth on, that we avoided bankruptcy and destruction, and now the launch of this radio show, this podcast, and helping over 1,100 people purchase investment properties. And here it goes. I'm going to get a good friend of mine, Justin Hermes, on the show in 60 seconds, but I'm going to go through demographics. Very simple. It's all about supply and demand economy, period. It doesn't matter if we have a crazy administration. It doesn't matter if inflation gets out of control or interest rates go super low or super high or someone starts smoking pot or doing psychedelics. Supply and demand economies are supply and demand economies. And you have small generations like the silent generation at 60 million, big generations like the baby boomers at 70 to 75 million, small generations like Gen X, which is mine, and then big generations now, millennials. When there's a lot of supply and little demand, prices go down. When there is a short supply and a high demand, prices go up. How true is that, my friend Justin Hermes?
Jay, thanks for having me on. You know, I tell you what, it can be a little up and down week to week here in the market because things are fast changing. But, you know, you have to remember way back when, and not even way back when, but 8 years ago, average days on market were about 128.
Yeah,
128, that's like average days on market.
4 months. And that goes into the supply and the demand thing. Back then, you had 60 million baby boomers in 2006 that were trying to retire.
Yeah.
We were overselling and building real estate because of all of the no income, no asset, stated loans, no money down, you know, fog up a mirror and get money. But now, I mean, how many, we would have 5,000 and 6,000 homes on the market at any given time. How many homes are on the market right now, Justin?
About 1,000, yeah. So a healthy market, honestly, here would be about 3,200 homes on the market. But now all of a sudden the buyer pool is much smaller. And so the price points that are really struggling are price points where you got people who are buying possibly a second home. They're selling a townhouse to buy the next home and they don't want to get rid of the 3% mortgage, or, you know, they can't afford because the interest rate's sitting at 6% on the one they're purchasing. So I think there's a real big gridlock there. You're getting some first-time homebuyers who are still buying, but a lot of them are buying a townhouse at $300,000 or $350,000, a small house down in, let's say, Widefield, because you know as well as I do, it's unbelievable. Even at a 350 in FHA, that payment's like $2,600 a month.
Yeah, I know that. And I mean, you and I talk real life. We don't stage things. I mean, you and I have a property listed right now. And when's the last time? Because this property's been listed for a week. I'm not afraid. I don't have anxiety. You don't have anxiety. The Lord Jesus will decide exactly what my family plan is and your listing plan. But we're going on a week with a really good house in Divine Redeemer that doesn't have a showing yet.
Yeah. No.
When is the last time that that has happened, that you've had a house on the market for an entire week in that quality? Brand new paint, brand new carpet, brand new yard, brand new patios, brand new fixtures, outlets.
I'd say 9 years ago.
9 years ago.
Yeah. When I first got in the business, I mean, we used to, 9 years ago, we used to call people. If I got a showing scheduled, we'd call them right away and say, hey, we noticed you're showing the listing. Our sellers are really motivated. We were doing reverse offers still, where you would even call and say, hey, you know, I know we're on the market at 480, but my seller just said he'd take 460. Do you want to go to your buyer? And so the reverse offer, the aggressive follow-up is going to come back into play. And I was talking with a veteran agent this morning, and he just said, it's going to come back to the people who are going to be creative, whether it be with financing, whether how it's going to be putting deals together, because it's not like it was a year or two ago when you just slap a house on the market and it sells itself very easily. We got 8 listings right now, and over the weekend, we had, I think, 2 showings.
Yeah, and Greg Luchek and his team and Kevin Bristow up at Keller Williams Client Choice, different story, same theme. Where, like you said, there's just limited buyers, but we understand because I have teenage kids. We just got back from a vacation. I remember in years past, even in the busy years, where things would go dark for 3 weeks as moms. Yeah. They're the primary planners. School is out, dance starts, trip starts,
camping,
vacation,
all that.
Camping, soccer camps, all of that.
There's a lot of truth to that, Jay, just because if you look historically, we got spoiled the last 2 years because since COVID, it was just 24/7. You could list a house the week of Christmas and it would sell.
Because people weren't going anywhere.
Yeah, and they're going, holy smokes, money at 3%, let's go. We're all over it. But now, you know, in 2018, right before COVID hit, I remember really struggling on a listing in Broadmoor Hills where we just weren't getting any activity. And I had to remind my seller, hey, you know what? Historically, some of the toughest months to sell is June and July. The best months to sell has always been March, April, May, and then even late, you know, August, September. But you can't control life. It's like, you know, your scenario. You can't control the timing always. You just have to know it's consistent with the history, and it's consistent with what we're seeing all across the market. It's not just your house that's for sale. You know, if you're listening to this and your house is for sale, it's not just your house. But you do have to take a real good look at it. I talked with one of my clients. You guys helped him buy it. Byron, he's a chaplain down at the Fort Carson. And I'm telling him, if we're not going to go any lower on price, we're just going to rent it. And we're going to pivot and do that with some of our sellers because I'm not going to have them take a bath on something just because the time of year might be a little bit tough. We'll put somebody in there 7-8 month and we'll get it leased out in February, March, because I have a feeling, you know, early spring will be hot again. I really do.
Yeah. And right now, out on bankrate.com, there's a statistic that states borrowers don't want to give up their 3 and 4% rates for 6 and 7. They're about in the mid sixes right now. But by consumer sentiment, they're saying collectively out there with surveys that the mid 5% range is when people are going to feel ready to go because the move up buyer and seller and the move down or the downsize buyer or seller, that's just disappeared. You're really into relocation and first time home
buyers. Oh, yeah. Or major life circumstances, whether it be a divorce or death. But, you know, transactions are down 27% in El Paso County.
But this is great for buyers.
Yeah, it's great for buyers.
You've got a lot of inventory because we have that flexibility with the property at Divine Redeemer. And if you're listening right now, I've got a beautiful house. Personally, me, your host, a house right over there in Divine Redeemer. And you said 3-bedroom, 2-bath, main level living with an ensuite and a detached car garage in the back. And it basically is not a flipped house, but it's 100% updated. I mean, nobody could get that 24
and
months ago.
And adjoining bath, which is huge for that area because it's rare. But what I would tell the radio listeners, you get anything out of what I'm telling you, people have become so hypersensitive on the interest rate that you have to look at it and still go, hey, if I'm buying like the one I have on Thames for sale, I'm telling you right now, last year it would have sold at 780. no doubt about it. Now we're at 700. You have to look at it and go, I'm picking up 80,000 of equity. I'm getting a good buy on the purchase price. Think about that, because you can refinance down the road. And I think people have just gotten so locked in, Jay, on interest rate that they're not thinking about, hey, I'm getting a house for 100K cheaper now than I would last year at this time.
And look, here's an example. Even if you have to pay $800 more on that $780,000 house, $800 more, but you're saving $80,000 from last year. Listen, as the listener, $80,000 divided by $800 more a month you're paying, you're ahead of the curve of appreciation for 100 months. So if you can refinance in the next 7 to 8 years, you're going to put 30 to 70 grand in your pocket. And that's why they say buy now, marry your house, date your rate. And Warren Buffett says, when others are fearful, which is where we are right
now,
be greedy and get out there. So what's your forecast? I think we're going to have a pop in activity here right after 4th of July weekend. What's your take on that?
I think so. I think people are, you know, you got 4th of July is falling midweek this year. So I think right after you get through that week, I think activity will pop back up. You know,
absolutely.
We've seen that historically as kind of getting through that time period. You mentioned all those things, kids getting out of school and everything that kind of consume that first month of summer vacation.
Yep, know? And before you leave, for anybody that wants to have a listing conversation or a buyer consult, what's your...
Or property management, folks.
Or property management.
Helping a lot of people with property management right now.
We'll help manage your house and get her rented.
Oh, no, he didn't.
719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. Thanks for having me on, Jay.
Absolutely. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to continue the conversation of demographics in America and why we still have a supply and demand quandary here in Colorado Springs. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasure.
I got a buddy's got a cousin who got in on the ground floor of Microsoft. Every quarter gets a six-figure check, man. He likes to show it off.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business.
Hey, swear to me.
That cold, hard cash will burn a hole in your pocket. Don't let it sink its hooks in your soul. It's just stupid money.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay, your friend, having one of the favorite conversations right here that I have on the radio show, Demographics in Real Estate 2023 and Beyond. Just had Justin Hermes here. Really, really bipolar or eclectic market right now. We've got supply and demand issues, and this is what is related to demographics and supply and demand economies. And here it is. I want to go through this with you because I started to study a gentleman by the name of Harry Dent. He's done the Roaring 2000s and another half a dozen plus other books. He's an economist, and basically he says, hey, look it, we've got the largest generation in the world. He said this back in the 90s, the baby boomers, not only in the United States, but in every country that participated in World War II, throughout Asia, throughout Europe, the only two major populations in the world that were not directly affected were India and South America. Everybody else, from the Canadians to the Brits to the Europeans to the Asians, of course, to the Russians, every, back then the Soviet Union, all had a boom in babies immediately after the war. And instead of your typical generation, the greatest generation that fought World War I and World War II and survived the Depression was a large generation coming out of depressions in the 1890s. But then the silent generation was smaller, obviously less babies born during a major depression and a world war. There was about 50 to 60 million silent generation members. These are people born from 1925 to 1945. This is very simple imagery here. Then after the war, from 1946 to 1964, it's the most easily identified population by generation because it's immediately after the war. For about 20 years, there was a huge boom in babies. Some people say as little as 65 million. Some people say as much as 78 million, depending on the years you include. But it's definitely over 70 million. That's 15 million extra consumers. And the baby boomers changed everything from coonskin hats to two-story houses to full-size vans to minivans to SUVs to all-wheel drive sedans. There's been so many things invented for that generation. Sadly enough, also things like debt, divorce, the lack of saving, I mean, drugs, the hippie era, all of that stuff is all baby boomers. Congratulations, you guys, because you had a lot that you created with your generation. Now, my generation, Gen X, from 1965 to about 1981, there was only 48 million to 60 million members of my generation. On average, let's say about 54 million. But that's a small generation. Now you have the millennials that come along from like 1982 to like 1999, I believe. I've got the millennials like at 80 million. Some people have them as low as 75 million. It doesn't matter. They're at least 75 to 77 million. They're the largest generation, and they're coming of age right now. And then you have my children, people that are born from 2000 to 2018, there's anywhere between 62 and 68 million. It's safe to say 65 million. So, silent generation, 55 million. Baby boomers, 72 million. Gen X, 54 million. Millennials, 77 million. Gen Z, 65 million. It's big generation, small generation, big generation, small generation. Now, when I read Harry Dent's book, he said sell everything back in 06. There's a big recession coming, and he hit the nail on the head. My wife and I were in our 30s. We had our primary residence and three rentals, and I was flipping a house. We sold them all, folks. This is well before I launched the radio show, and we sold a house on Canoe Creek. We sold an investment property up there in Rock Rimmon off of Winter Park and Anaconda. I sold a house on Laclede and Calistoga, and then I even sold the house that I lived in. I owned a mortgage company, made it through the 2008 only because I sold everything and I went and rented in the middle of the Broadmoor, a 4,000 square foot gorgeous remodeled house for less than $2,000, and we waited it out and people laughed. From 2009 and 10 and 11, we rented. By 2012, people weren't laughing. I had friends going bankrupt. Like we said with Justin Hermes early, there was literally 4,000 to 6,000 homes on the market. You could not give them away. Now, folks, we only have 1,000 homes on the market. This is not a buyer's market. And I launched this radio show in January 2012, and I pleaded, I joked, I was humorous, I was a goofball. I was grammatically incorrect and everything all above, but I told you, please buy houses. And over 1,100 of you have. Over 75 of us are middle-class millionaires wearing jeans, driving used cars, dirt under our fingernails, but have $4 to $6 million of real estate because we all bought it at $100,000 and change, and now it's worth $400,000 and change. So there's longevity there. And here is what I'm telling you about demographics today. Actuary numbers don't lie. Insurance companies know exactly what to charge people for a life insurance policy because of actuary numbers. They never can predict what Jay Garvin's a 56-year-old white male or Andy, a African-American military JAG officer, is going to do, but they certainly can predict exactly what a 56-year-old male in United States, whatever ethnic background statistically is going to happen to that group of people by pulling across entire populations. And that same thing is true for first-time homebuyers. So here are some facts. There's anywhere between 75 and 80 million millennials living right now, depending on what you feel the parameters are between 1982 or 1999 of that generation. I'm going to go with 77 million people in that generation. I'm going to go from 1982 to 1997. Just like a bell curve, there are the largest birth years that are physically proven. Nobody has any doubt at all that 1988, 89, 90, 91, and 92 are in the middle of the millennial generation, and those are the four largest birth years. Pure fact, no subjective nature like how long is a generation. We know exactly how many human beings were born in America in 1988, 89, 90, 91, and 92. Why are those years so important? Because it was the first time since the 60s, literally, that more than 4 million babies were born in a year. Never were more than 4 million babies born during the entire Generation X. But in the baby boomers from like 1954 to 1964, there was 4 million babies a year. 1988, there was 3.8 million humans born. 1989, 3.9 million born. In 1990, there's 4 million Americans born. 1991, there's another 4 million. In 1992, there's 3.9. And then you see it drops off with the bell curve. Look these statistics up yourself. The median age for a person in America buying a house is somewhere between 33 and 36 years old. So I'm going to go with 34 years old. So if you just take 4 million, the most first-time home buyers in 25 years that are living were born in 1990 and 1991. So if you take 1990 and you add 34 years, that means statistically, before you add in immigration, legal or illegal, before you add in inflation, either up or down, or interest rates up or down, 1990 plus 34 is 2024. And 1991 plus 34 is 2025. So if you look at the early adopters buying at 33 years old, the late adopters buying at 36 years old, it doesn't matter, folks. We are in the years 2023 to 2025 and 2024 to 2026 for the largest masses of individuals statistically being ready to buy houses. Now, the pandemic screwed that up. Everything stopped. Rates got really low. No one was traveling. Americans spending money. We're giving people all of this money to stimulate things, and now we're paying the piper. So when inflation kicked in, which I'm going to talk about in the next segment, because finally we're down below 5%, which is now a compliment, we were at 2% inflation for years and years, all the way up and through COVID. Then we went up to 5 and then 6 and then 8 and now back down to 7 and everybody's celebrating because we're getting below 6. It's still outrageously expensive and that has delayed this cycle. Interest rates literally going up 5 percentage points in 15 months. That's historic. It hasn't happened for 40 years. That just simply affects or delays the demographic cycle. It doesn't make it go away. So like Warren Buffett says, folks, when others are fearful, and trust me, others are fearful right now. Inflation's high. Interest rates are high. Houses are high. Oh, we're going to wait for it to come down. As soon as interest rates go down to the mid 5%, folks, which could happen as early as the fourth quarter of this year and as late as the fourth quarter of 2025, we don't know. But as soon as those interest rates go down, we're going to have over asking price, appraisal gaps, and all of that. So my message with this is a very rare window of opportunity right now. I'm going to expand upon the details of what you can do to prepare yourself, your adult children, your friends, your family, your relatives, everything. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Sign up for my investment property class next week, Tuesday the 27th, 6:30 p.m. Call 719-330-1457. Get signed up for my investment property class. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. I'm gonna raise a fuss. I'm gonna
son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m. Here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage.
Oh, yes, I said it. I said it. I said it because I can. Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just want to.
Thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. I want to be your friend. It's my love language, talking with my radio listeners. I love each and every one of you. That's why I do investment property and reverse mortgage consultations and new home consultations for all of you. But you have to call me at 719-330-1457. We have the biggest opportunity that we've had in 5 years since 2018 for investment property purchasing. You can get great houses that are totally fixed up for a reasonable price. Not going over asking price. You can get some seller proceeds, but you've got to sign up for my investment property class to learn how to do it. It's not a loan application. It's solely informational. Investment Property 101 and Investment Property 201. This coming Tuesday, the 27th at 6:30 p.m., 719-330-1457. You should be a homeowner already to attend this class. But if you're not a homeowner and you're interested, you still call me at 719-330-1457. I can sit down and do a new homeownership consultation meeting with you. But I'm talking today about demographics in America 2023 and beyond. I talked to you about there's big generations and small generations. The two biggest generations in the history of the world are the baby boomers and the millennials. We have five that are living right now. The very last of the silent generation born in the 20s to 40s, then the baby boomers, the Gen Xers, the millennials, and then my children, Gen Z. The next generation is just literally starting to be born, the children of the millennials. We have a fact that the millennials right now are the largest generation coming of age purchasing homes. These individuals are from 20 to 40 years old. They just started buying homes because the median age for a first-time home buyer is somewhere between 33 and 36 years old. 36 years old when inflation is high, 33 years old when inflation drops. It ebbs and flows. It's never really been above the age of 36. It's never really been below the age of 32, my friends. And 65% of Americans are homeowners, so they will continue to do it. This millennial generation is not unique. They're not going to start living in grass huts on the beach. They still want a house with four walls if they can afford it, and they can afford it. So because the largest birth years within the millennial generation is 1990 and 1991 with more than 4 million births, and if the median age for first-time homebuyers is 34 years old, somewhere fluctuating between 33 years old and 36 years old, it still puts 2023 to 2026 as the busiest years of purchasing, which means with supply and demand, the only reason that the prices of homes have settled and they're not continuing to skyrocket is not because millennials aren't going to buy. It's because they aren't buying now because they're fearful. A lot of debt, high inflation has caused that. High interest rates have caused that. But I'm telling you right now, if you want to bend light and see around the corner, I'll tell you exactly what is there. In 2024 and 2025 and 2026, right here in Colorado, we are going to go back to a frenzied real estate market. Take advantage of the 2023 market. Call me at 719-330-1457. See how I can help you as a licensed loan originator with Churchill Mortgage with our Home Buyer Edge program, a really easy app process, a fully certified approval with a live underwriter, which is so unique for the industry. We have Rate Secure to lock in your rate for 3 months. If rates go up, you got it. If rates go down, you still can grab that better rate. And then most of all, we have a $5,000 seller guarantee so you can make strong demands on your purchase contract. Because when others are fearful, I'm teaching you all to be bold. Warren Buffett says, when others are greedy, be fearful, and when others are fearful, be greedy. I don't necessarily want you to be greedy, but I want you to learn to be bold, and that just comes through simple knowledge. Because here's the reality right now that's put us in the spot that we are. It's very simple. In the last 15 months, for the first time in over 40 years, the Federal Reserve with Jay Powell and the Federal Reserve Committee, they have raised interest rates, folks, 5 percentage points in 15 months. I mean, let me say that again. 5 percentage points. We have literally went from 2 and 3% mortgages to 6 and 7% mortgages in less than 18 months. That literally has never been done in 40 years. I was a teenager the last time that happened, sitting in the back of a car with my parents with the oil embargo with Jimmy Carter, waiting for Ronald Reagan to come save the day and not say the best days of America were behind us. That's where I was as a kid. We're kind of here today. We've got an inept administration. I'm not going to get into political discussion about Congress and all the extreme fights, left, right, Republican. I'm a businessman. I'm a father. and there's opportunity and precautions to be made along the whole way. But that 15 months of interest rates going up 5 full percentage points, and I've got them right here, starting way back. This is incredible. In March of 2022, they're like, oh, we're going to raise them a quarter of a point. We were basically at zero coming out of COVID. And then all of a sudden, inflation just hit high. Then they're like, whoa, May, it's starting to speed up. So we're going to raise the Fed fund rate a whole half a point. Then June and July, I'll tell you in a minute, inflation was out of control. And they're like, 3/4 of a point. Oh, again in July, 3/4 of a point. Oh my God, September, 3/4 of a point. Oh my God, November, 3/4 of a point. I mean, right there, they did 3 percentage points in less than 6 months. And then December, another 0.5% increase. Then in January, 1/4 of a point. Then in March, 1/4 of a point. And then finally in May, the last increase, 1/4 of a point. And then this month, they finally said, no more increases for the first time in 15 months. Well, why did they do that? Because inflation is out of control, folks. In 2020, inflation was only 1.2%. You could buy almost more goods from the previous year because now you had more money you were saving when they locked you down. 2021, it was only 4.6%, but sniffing in a worse direction. But in 2023, folks, we had 8% inflation. And now year to date, we've got 5.5% inflation. These numbers are still out of control and salaries aren't going up. So this is why people are fearful. And I'm going to spend the whole power segment on actual strategies for you to take advantage of this. If you can literally buy a house for $80,000 less right now, and Justin Hermes gave you specific examples of why that is, but you have to pay $800 a month more, $80,000 divided by 800 is 100 months that you can be ahead of the appreciation battle if you get outside your comfort zone and start the purchase process now. Call me during the break at 719-330-1457 to start the process or to get signed up for my investment property class this coming Tuesday. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
This is how we do it.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by HT Lawn Care. Call Chris today at 719-896-0734 to care for your lawn.
We want to pump you out.
We are at the power segment, folks. I am Jay. Hopefully, I'm still your friend. A lot of things coming up. It is summer. I do want to tell you I'm available for you, 719-330-1457. Many of you are traveling. You can go to churchillcolorado.com. Click on the Colorado Springs team on my little happy face. Get on my calendar. Give me a call. I want to help you understand the real estate, mortgage, and the entire economic markets. Next week, for the weekend prior to 4th of July, I'm going to go back to the basics and talk about some great history of 4th of July, but I'm also going to talk about Dave Ramsey's baby steps. Because in dealing with this demographic supply and demand, economies, big generations and small generations, see, from 2006 to 2016, you couldn't give a house away because the largest generation year-to-date on this earth back in 2006 was the baby boomers. And born from 1946 onwards, in 2006, the first of that generation, 72 million plus people, were starting to retire. And no one knows what Matt, my producer, is going to do in retirement, who's a baby boomer. But statistically, you can tell exactly what baby boomers as a whole were going to do in 2006. And that was, they're going to stop spending money. They're going to start hoarding their savings and start to think about, how are we going to live throughout retirement? Will we have to get a job? We've got this pile of money from our 401k. It just got devastated in the Great Recession, 2009, 10, 11, 12, they're like, we're not doing anything. We're not spending $100,000 a year living, sending our kids to college and soccer camps and getting married and all of that stuff that my wife and I are doing right now. So there was not enough Gen Xers, people in my generation born from 1965 to 1981, to buy whatever the baby boomers were selling. Well, now guess what? It doesn't matter how hard we try to make houses, there's never going to be enough houses to fulfill the demand of the millennials. There's too many of them. And they literally are buying now in 2021 and 2022, and it's going to continue in 2023 and 2024 and 2025 and 2026. These are going to be the largest statistical buying years, and that's exactly why I told you the markets were going to go out of control like they did in 2020 and 2021. It didn't matter about the pandemic, but it did on the other side. By the amount of stimulus money that they printed, the government, and not just the Biden administration, the end of the Trump administration as well. The last 3 years, they've printed $10 trillion, like a third of all of our national debt over the entire history of our country. More money was printed than all World War II in both theaters for a fake pandemic. Yeah, there was a virus, but it wasn't a pandemic to the level that they pushed it. And everybody knows that now. And I'm just talking viable economics. Because by printing that much money for the first time in 40 years, inflation got out of control. That's just a fact. The Fed's only had one weapon: increase the Fed funding rate and get people to stop spending. The next shoe to drop is going to be unemployment. It's been very stubborn at like 3 to 4%. A lot of that has to do with underemployment because so many people, even here in Colorado, on Medicare and pandemic assistance are still out of the workforce. That's not a show I'm having today. I'm just saying as soon as unemployment goes up, which it is going up to 4 to 6% this year, that's bad for the economy, but it's good for the mortgage and real estate industry because it's going to bring interest rates and the cost of buying back down to a reasonable form, 4 to 5% interest rates, get inflation down to 3 to 2%, and all of a sudden, everybody's going to have a buying frenzy, and all of these millennials that are having babies, which is the number one indicator for home purchase, they're going to be out, and it's going to be hard for you, a Gen Xer moving up or a baby boomer downsizing, to compete with this very powerful generation that's between 20 and 40 years old from now. In 10 years, they're going to be between 30 and 50 in their most aggressive and fruitful earning years. There's only one thing that's making this real estate market bearable right now as far as supply and demand and demographics, and that's high interest rates and high inflation. As soon as interest rates come down and as soon as inflation comes down, you are going to be pushed out of the market again. So call me at 719-330-1457 and I can tell you how to navigate it. Number one, you want to make sure that you get your budget under control. You've got to, like Dave Ramsey preaches, I'm going to be talking in detail about this next week. You've got to have an emergency fund, at least of $1,000. That's where you start. But then you've got to get rid of your debt in a snowball method. I have people that have $10,000, $20,000, and $30,000 of credit card, and it used to be at 19%. Now it's at 29%. Then you've got time to focus on 3 to 6 months of reserves for your monthly living expenses. If it costs my wife and I $7,000 a month to pay all of our bills, minimum, no savings, no tithing, we're just surviving, we need to have at least $40,000 because I'm self-employed in many aspects of my life. I want a full 6 months. I love to have 10 months, like $70,000 to $100,000. But then you can start putting aside 15% of your income to retirement savings. That can be a 401k or a Roth or an IRA, but it also can be saving money for that down payment. That's what you want to get prepared for now. And then, of course, you want to address college, pay cash, or don't go. Then pay your house off early. That's the house I'm going to help you buy, and that's where my wife and I are. The biggest thing we did in the strong years of real estate and mortgage in 2019, 20, and 21 is not that we bought investment properties. We paid off the mortgages, so now it's a residual retirement. You can do the same. If you're lazy, it's not going to work. You have to be a hard worker. If you're narrow-minded, it's not going to work. You have to read and expand your intellect. But those are just habits. If you're lazy, just pull your head off the couch 3 weeks, uncomfortably do work, and then you'll be used to it. If you're naive, just pick up a book and start reading. It's that easy. And I want to help you throughout the process, not charging you anything. Call me, 719-330-1457. The biggest takeaway for the show, my friends, without any doubt, is the fact that we are in a very rare window of opportunity. So act now. Get you, your adult children, your friends to purchase. Marry your home, date your rate. And as I state at the end of every show, just go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters. Not the house, not the mortgage, just your relationships that you take with you to heaven. Have a great week. I will see you again, talk with you again next week, right here on The Jay Garvin Show.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.